USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The president taking the mainstream media to task for overlooking the families of loved ones killed by illegal immigrants, saying,
"The American victims of illegal immigration. Your loved ones have not died in vain. You know, you hear the other side, you never hear this side."
The president holding an event with these angel families Friday at the White House. The White House, meantime, saying 500 migrant children and parents being reunited. ICE caseworkers working to put children back together with their parents. A letter saying more than 15% of the total number of families that have been separated have been brought back together so far. Other parents being given a flyer asking them to contact ICE to help them locate their children. The European Union imposing higher taxes on American products in retaliation of the president's tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. These taxes only on certain U.S. products. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenix.com.
A Kansas City man could be facing the death penalty for shooting and killing two sheriff's deputies. The DA's office saying Antoine Fielder could be sentenced to death. Officials had been investigating Fielder for years before he killed deputies Patrick Rohrer and Teresa King last week. It won't stop raining in South Texas, and those heavy rains sending people from their flooded homes as over a foot and a half of rain's fallen to McAllen, Texas since Monday. The streets, our rivers, and cars are underwater. Emergency crews have had to rescue more than 150 people. Two U.S. senators speaking out, pushing for a solution to illegal immigration. U.S. Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz hoping Democrats will sign on to a bill to keep illegal immigrant families together while they're in custody for entering the U.S. illegally. Ted Cruz saying,
"An expedited time frame that either, if they meet the legal standards for asylum, then asylum should be granted. And if they don't meet the legal standards for asylum, and it's denied, then they should be promptly returned to their home country."
The House voting on an immigration bill next week. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Can President Trump's former campaign chair get a fair trial? USA Radio's Chris Barnes takes a look.
Special counsel Robert Mueller's team reportedly wants to use a written questionnaire to gauge whether widespread media attention has biased potential jurors for former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's upcoming criminal trial. That, according to Politico, questionnaires are common in cases that have garnered significant media attention as a way to ensure an impartial jury. A motion filed in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, states the reporting surrounding the case, quote, at times inaccurately, comments on the nature of the evidence collected in the case or activities of the parties. The filing also notes there's been, quote, extensive publicity about the special counsel investigation and that some media accounts question the legitimacy of the investigation, which it says tends to advance the opinion that the investigation itself is tainted and that therefore its results are suspect.
The Pentagon saying the U.S. and South Korea have agreed to indefinitely suspend military training exercises.
The official announcement was made after Defense Secretary James Mattis met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joe Dunford, and Ambassador John Bolton, Assistant to the President for National Security Affairs. The statement from Pentagon spokesperson Dana White read in part, "This was to support the outcome of the Singapore summit and in coordination with our Republic of Korea ally." I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.